Herb?
Yes.
I just have a question about facing the trial as opposed to walking away from it. You seem to imply that facing your trials is actually doing something about it. And another choice might be to just walk away and give it up. So I think there's also the lesson in not using the trials to grow.
Yeah. Yeah, there are times, to fight against it. You endure it, and with Job, there wasn't much he could do. He could not bring his family back. He couldn't bring his wealth back. There are even friends turning against him. But it wouldn't, never allowed that to destroy his faith. If anything, I think his faith grew. That is, his friends encouraging him to, kind of give up. But he wouldn't. Okay, this is what happened. It's God's choice.
That's good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. In here, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials. I always had a hard time with that. It's something that we don't want to do. But Jesus told his disciples, this is going to come. People will hate you, will persecute you because of him, because of our faith. If you go into Matthew chapter 5, verse 11, the Beatitudes. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you falsely, and say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. James is kind of saying it's rejoice because, or not because of this, rejoice in this trial. God is allowing you to grow, for your faith to increase. So these trials are a way for the character of a person to grow and to show. Says one of the things that will happen with trials is a person that might be weak or whiny, the arrogant or the abusive, when the evil comes, they become more of that. A whiny person might become more whiny. The arrogant becomes more arrogant, and so on. The person of faith, when a trial comes, your faith can grow. And I think this is one of the reasons God allows these trials to come. It's an opportunity to grow stronger, to become mature. It says perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature. Be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. That maturing, we don't always want to do it, but we know it's for our good. One of the things I think we can always depend on is no matter what the trial is, we can depend on God, and we know that no matter how bad it is, we can't be defeated. Satan can do his worst, but he can't defeat us. We've already won. If the worst he can do is take our physical life here on earth, okay, and the result is we're with God in heaven. I can't see that as a bad thing. So we've got, we've got the victory, given to us because of our faith. Any questions or comments on these trials that we have to face in life? I imagine, you know, if you think back, you've probably all faced different trials. I have no idea what yours would have been. Everyone's kind of unique in that way.
It came to my mind, the first thing I was thinking about whenever you talk about things like that is having to take mathematics in school, whether you like it or not, you have to do it. So you have to take it. And that was always a big trial for me. And in the end, it, you know, somewhere along the line, it probably benefited me. But at the time, I didn't think so.
Yeah. For me, it was languages in high school.
Merv, is I really appreciated Bob's comment about there's kind of two approaches to trials. One is leaning into it. The other is to just walk away and not even engage in it. Hearing. One of the challenges I see with, I guess, maybe it's me. I don't know if it's my generation, but it's the time factor with trials and challenging times. I know I want to see immediacy. I want to see, but these trials that are described in the Bible, they take time for character to develop. They take time for people to work through the things that God's presenting them. So I know I struggle myself with, you know, man, I want to see a change next day, you know, because we get information every day that changes, and we see those changes quickly, and we're living in a fast-paced world. But the Bible is really on a slow process. So
yes,
yeah, is that a challenge? You think just, you know, and you know that our world has just become so fast-paced, and we need results quickly, and the Bible thing, whoa, this could take a long time. Character.
Yeah, it's everything done at God's time. And it, you know, was it 1,000 years is as one, or is it a day? In God's time. And for us, we're always, you know, grant me patience now. So, okay. You know, the middle section here, you know, from 9 through 11 is good. It's simply talking about some of the trials that the readers must have faced, and especially some, the trial would have been being poor, being in need. And for others, the trial was being wealthy. And even that can be a trial, especially if you depend on it so much and it starts to go away. Or because of your wealth, so many people depend on you. And you know, the ones depending on you, that becomes a trial, the difficulty.